The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Monday, January 9, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel reiterated Sunday the need for full compliance with the agreement signed with the United States as the only way to achieve regular, orderly, and safe migratory flows between the two countries. The blockade constitutes the main obstacle to Cuba's development and therefore deteriorates the standard of living of the Cuban people, being a fundamental cause of migration, the head of state wrote on Twitter. He added that the government has repeatedly warned the United States about the risks of encouraging irregular migration, with the Cuban Adjustment Act in force and the privileged and politically motivated treatment received by Cubans arriving at U.S. territory or its border. Díaz-Canel stressed that a normal migratory relationship, which facilitates all types of travel between both countries, will contribute to drastically reducing irregular migratory flows and their harmful consequences. The new immigration decisions were announced by the administration of Democrat Joseph Biden, through which restrictions will be tightened for those who attempt to cross the border with Mexico without the necessary documentation. Cuba's National Assembly of People's Power, that is the Cuban Parliament, condemned the attempted coup d'etat in Brazil perpetrated by followers of former President Jair Bolsonaro. The president of the Cuban legislative body, Esteban Lasso, expressed on Twitter the strongest condemnation of the violent and anti-democratic acts in Brazil. He expressed solidarity and support for the democratically elected president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, and his government. The National Assembly of People's Power joins the reactions of Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel and Foreign Minister Bruno Rodríguez, who rejected these acts and called for the protection of Brazilian democracy. This Sunday, a group of Bolsonaro followers attacked buildings of the state powers in Brasilia, the capital, as part of a coup d'etat operation. Cuban electoral authorities are working on the candidacy of the deputies to the National Assembly of People's Power, who will be elected next March. Mass organizations at all levels made more than 19,000 proposals in 950 nomination meetings at all levels, which constitutes the basis of the candidacy. The president of the Candidacy Commission, Consuelo Baeza, told Cuban television this Sunday. She explained that some 6,000 proposals will be selected and then will be submitted to the scrutiny of the delegates of the municipal assemblies throughout the country. She added that this process, which should conclude in January, will allow the selection of the pre-candidates for deputies and later the candidates, guaranteeing an adequate representation of all sectors of the country. General elections will take place in Cuba on March 26, in which the 470 members of the Cuban Parliament, the main legislative body in the political system of the Caribbean archipelago, will be elected. And in the international agenda, we have that President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva decreed federal intervention in the federal district in the face of the invasions by followers of former President Jair Bolsonaro to the headquarters of three branches of government in Brazil. During his urgent speech, Lula affirmed that there was a lack of security in the federal district and promised that the terrorists will be found and punished. The measure will be in effect until January 31st. The purpose of the intervention is to put an end to the serious compromise of public order in the federal district, marked by acts of violence and invasion of public buildings. Such disposition will be coordinated by Ricardo Garcia, current Executive Secretary of the Ministry of Justice. Those hooligans, who we can call fascist fanatics, did what was never done in the history of this country, denounced the founder of the Workers' Party. He insisted that what happened is unprecedented in the history of the nation. Meanwhile, a private meeting between President Joe Biden of the United States and Andres Manuel López Obrador of Mexico, which precedes the North American summit, will take place at the National Palace today. Shortly after the private meeting between the two leaders, the bilateral meeting itself will be held between the delegations of both nations. The agenda is broad and efforts are made not to cross topics with those of the summit that will focus on diversity, equity, inclusion, the environment, the region's competitiveness, migration, development, health and security, among others. On the other hand, participants in the bilateral meeting will be more specific and may include the dispute over a decree issued by the López Obrador government to gradually prohibit the use, acquisition, distribution, promotion, and import of genetically modified corn. Another probable issue will be the Sonora Plan, an initiative for the development of alternative energies and the automotive industry in Mexico. Once this first bilateral meeting has concluded, the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, will arrive at the National Palace with his wife and the entourage that accompanies him to participate in the evening in the formal greeting to the leaders at an official dinner. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.